Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check two. Check, check, check. One, two. Hey, hey, hey. All Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Welcome, welcome, welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, September 6, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Very excited about tonight's broadcast. It is, of course, the return of Free Ball Friday. Typically a show that I like to just kind of let loose. Kind of a free ball, free for all. And I have assembled a panel of guests tonight that I think are going to be quite entertaining to have interact on the air tonight. I'm sure there's plenty to talk about. I have some topics I'd like to cover tonight. But we can take the conversation wherever it takes us. Your calls take priority. The callers take priority. So we'll take this any direction we want tonight. So my guests for tonight are going to be Sir Manicorn. He is part man, part unicorn. He's a good friend of the show. He's been on before. Got an opportunity to hang out with him in Las Vegas at DEF CON. And I believe he's visiting the Bay Area at the end of this month. So hopefully we can have a live in-studio appearance by Manicorn. Also tonight, speaking of the Bay Area, we have X25 Princess, friend of the show, who's called in before as well. She's a old fag, former writer for 2600 Magazine. Also tonight, I have the lovely Elvira X Montana on the show. She's a lovely young lady who's joined me here before. And she is responsible for the lovely limited edition Vince in the Bay Free Ball Friday poster for tonight's broadcast. Limited edition. There's only 100 signed, numbered copies. So I guess hit her up on Twitter if you want to bid on those. It's at Elvira X Montana on Twitter. And last but certainly not least, we're going to have I Has Candy on. I Has Candy is kind of like your deadbeat cousin that comes around once a year and won't fucking leave you alone. It just globs onto you. And it's kind of like a Debbie Downer. He's just going to throw a monkey wrench into whatever scenario happens here tonight. So beware of that. He's got a new Blog Talk radio show that he is promoting. He just started it last week. I got to catch his last episode, which was evidently on Wednesday night. And he was broadcasting at the same time I was. And I have to say, I'm flattered that he spent like an hour of his show just talking about me and trying to call me on my show. I had no idea he was calling. Pretty funny stuff. But I think it's cool he has a BTR show. I encourage everybody to start a BTR show. Even if you just do 1 half-hour free show, you know, once a month or whatever. Do it, man. If you have something to say, BTR is a great platform to use. As much as I bitch and whine about it, I'm still here.
So welcome to the BTR Late Night family. I has Candy. His show is called the Tinfoil Radio Network or something like that. Yeah, good luck with that, dude. Although, actually, I heard a couple of I has Candy's. Well, I heard the one broadcast that he had with, I think you had Cafe Security on there and, I don't know, some other dudes. Oh, yeah, CNY Rebel. And next week he's doing it again. I think on Tuesday is his next show. And he invited me to be on, so I invited him on here to promote his show, which I will be a guest on Tuesday. And, yeah, so those are my that's my panel tonight. When do the girls get naked? Somebody asks in the chat room. I would hope that people are already naked now. It is Free Ball Friday, though. You don't, you know, you're actually required to keep your clothes on, and you know, you don't, you're going commando. Like, men, no underwear. Women, no panties. Okay. Raven Bowden says, "I'm currently in my underwear. Does that count?" No, that doesn't count. You actually have to take your underwear off and then put your pants back on, and then you're in compliance. Speaking about compliance, I don't know if you folks follow Your Anon Court on the internet. Legendary Asshole says, "I always go commando, so how is that this day special?" You're right. Me too. I'm always commando. But some people aren't like us, Legendary Asshole. So this is this one day a week, we give them permission to join us in going commando. Okay. Let's do a quick little rundown of the chit-chatters in the chit-chat room, give some acknowledgement there, and then we'll get the show rolling. Oh, yeah, before I get to that, though, you're on court. This was just handed to me prior to coming on the show. Apparently, there was a big ruling today. I don't know what exactly the charges were that were put against this bear, but I think I didn't really pay too close attention. I'd love somebody to call in and fill me in on this later if you can. But from what I can tell, it was this case of the people versus bears. And it essentially, the ruling that was handed down said that all bears are not assholes. So I guess that's ultimately what the ruling was from Your Anon Court. If you go, you can follow him, her, it, whatever, at Anonymous Court. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/anonymouscourt, and they ruled earlier today, all people are assholes, bears are just trying to survive in a world where assholes cut down all their habitat and then frack it, gavel. That was the ruling sent down today. People are assholes, bears are not. So there's something right there, there's a topic right there. What do you think? Is this ruling fair? Bears, not assholes, not all assholes, essentially is what this is saying. And it also seems like this ruling is setting a precedent for people. I believe it's saying that people are all assholes. So, yeah, what do you think? Are bears assholes or people assholes? Do you agree with the court's decision today? Okay. Gonzo seems to have a little bit of a problem in the chat room. He's saying, "Ho fucking hum, unmute me, prick." No, I'm not. So there you go. There you have it. All right. Jesus Christ, the gall of some people. Really? You're gonna give me shit for doing an opening monologue on my own goddamn show and demand to be put on the air. Yeah, that's the way to get on the air. That's the way to get on the air. Insult the host and demand to be put on the air when you're not even one of the guests that's lined up. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, let me just stop everything here, Gonzo. Actions. Vince is a ginger. No. Why are people spreading so much disinformation on me? I got this carrot on Twitter that is accusing me of being a confidential informant for some three-letter agency. You know, a paid informant, nonetheless, apparently. And I'd like to know where they're getting this information from, and who's giving it to them. And please stop. Cease and desist. It's not true. You're making shit up. You're just making shit up. Seriously, a fucking carrot. Come on. And I find out this carrot. So I look up this carrot. And it turns out James Woods, the real actor, is following the carrot. What's that all about? Is this a James Woods carrot? Is he a sock? A James Woods sock? This carrot piece of shit? Yeah. So anyway, God, people have some serious wild imaginations on the internet. You don't even have to make shit up anymore. People do it for you. Okay. All right. So, quick little... Gonzo says unmute me. You know what? For that, Gonzo, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to mute you. And even better, I am going to give you 2 minutes in the chat room. 2 minutes, Gonzo PhD, for demanding to be put in the front of the line on the call switchboard. Not cool, dude. Oh, great. Now they're already starting free Gonzo. Give me a break, idiots. Okay, let's see who we have in here. Actions. Becca-lina. Hey, Becca-lina. Brown Beasley. Hey, Brown Beasley. Called into the show a couple days ago. Good to see you here. Chef Bonardee. Firsties in the chat room. Welcome, Chef Bonardee. Cyber War News in the building. What up, Cyber War News? Dr. Jeep in the house. Welcome, Dr. Jeep. Also, Dougie Dougie. What up, Dougie Dougie? Frag Switch in the building. Also, Gonzo PhD, who's on timeout. Several guest listeners. Legendary Asshole in the chat room. Prison Reform Movement. Hey, baby doll. How you doing? Raven Bowden in the house. What up, Raven Bowden? Shit Wizard in the building. You has Boger. Booger? Boger. You has Boger. Pfft. Fucking retards. Bert. Bert in the house. Big ups to Bert. X25 Princess in the building. Hey, X25 Princess, one of my guests tonight. She'll be up on the board here in a bit. Your Anus News. Hey, Your Anus News. Thank you for tuning in and tweeting the show. Zass, something or other. Okay. Thank you for... Right. Okay. And Whiny... who else? Oh, and Zora. Zoria, thank you for tuning in. Very good. Oh, and last but not least, sneaking in there under the buzzers, and Camp Dialect. Okay. Oh, shit, Karl Barks is here. Nobody paying any attention to Karl Barks. Oh, man, I thought I'd seen the last of Karl Barks. For real. All right. Hit me up on Twitter. Tweet out the show as well. I'm looking at my Twitter right now, and Your Anonymous Court has something for me. Oh, very nice. Your Anon Court, who goes by Anonymous Court on Twitter, says, "Oh, really? I've got some. I got something for Vunce," and he sends me this meme that it's Judge Judy blowing a gasket. She's like screaming her head off, and it says, "You think you're funny? You're an asshole. Case dismissed." Yeah, whatever, dude. What else? Oh, this is, of course, touched off by Raven Bowden, who says, "You're in trouble now. Vincent the Bay is discussing your corrupt ruling." I didn't say it was corrupt. Look at Anonymous Court. Just totally being duped by Raven Bowden calling it a corrupt thing. Referring to it as a corrupt ruling. I did not call it a corrupt ruling. I just simply stated, reported the ruling that had been sent down. I actually agree with the ruling. I think the court, if you ask me, the court made the right decision. I don't know why people are so pissed off. It's like a logical rights thing, you know? Okay. Well, with that said... We're gonna meet our guests in just a minute here, but once again, I'd like to remind you to tweet out the show. It's really easy to do, or if you're on Facebook the show, like it. Whatever you do on Facebook, do it to the show repeatedly. If you do Google Plus, is that still a thing? Do they still have a Google Plus button on my show page there? If they do, whatever they have buttons for on my show page, click them, click the appropriate social media, and make shit happen, okay? It's Friday. We're just trying to have a good time. It's whatever, okay? And, yeah. And it's Free Ball Friday. So you should be going commando right now with me, Vincent the Bay. If you're not familiar with the theme of the show, it's of course called Free Ball Friday. And I wrote a little tune about it. Some of you who are familiar with the show may have heard this before. And if not, here you go. This is my take on free balling. And I'll be back with my first guest, Manicorn, right after these messages from me. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah. Oh, motherfucking JR. Haters gonna hate. Masters gonna bait. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm back up in this. And we will get to your calls soon enough. But I first have to bring on all of my guests. And I'm gonna start with a gentleman who is notorious on the internet for crusading for truth and justice and the American way. And he's a patriot, and he's also part unicorn. I'm, of course, referring to Manicorn. Welcome, Manicorn.
I really crusade for rape. I don't know about the whole patriotism thing.
What?
I said I crusade for rape, you know.
Forcing your way on women?
You crusade for rape.
Exactly.
So you call yourself a rape crusader?
That works. It's like the Cape Crusader, but like rape crusader.
Yeah, rape crusader. You, do you have an online security team called Rape Sec yet?
No, I don't have a sec. Fuck sex.
Yeah, just rape and sex. Indiana
Especially
Jones.
Especially Reaper Sec. Those guys are fags. I hate white hats.
Raper Sec?
Yeah, if you're a white hat, I just shit on your hat all the time.
Great. Now I'm going to get fucking shit fucked by Reaper Sec now. Perfect.
XUL's going to come after you. Very scary shit.
Well, first of all, XUL, I don't believe is in Reaper Sec.
I think his shit on Twitter says Reaper Sec. I don't know. Hold on, I'm a sort.
Reaper Sec. The last time I brought them up, Teardrop got seriously butthurt. Because I jokingly referred to them as Reaper League. They didn't... Reaper Sec didn't really... All the other people in Reaper Sec didn't say shit. But Teardrop got butthurt and demanded that I perform sexual favors for him in penance for... defaming Reaper Sec. Anyway. You know how
Sounds
it goes
fun.
Right now. Yeah, it's good times. It's good times.
Well, I gotta admit, I'm gonna be a moral fag tonight.
That's fine. Moral fag away. Somebody's gotta be the moral fag. We got a bunch of jokesters lined up, so go ahead.
Look, seriously, let's talk about Syria.
Yeah, let's talk about it, man. What?
First off, I have to admit, I mean, I'm not pro-Assad or anti-Assad, but at the moment, I think Assad's the best choice for Syria. I mean, I was in the military. I really am not interested in giving money and arms to people that are in al-Qaeda, who are part of Jabhat al-Nusra and part of FSA. And that's what Obama's trying to do.
Yeah, it's incredible, man. It's incredible. His administration has gone out of their way. Almost bent over backwards to help destabilize countries like Libya by aiding Egypt by aiding Islamists and random Jihudis. It's disgusting.
It really is.
You know,
and then let's just talk about like America as a country. I think the polls are hovering around 17-18% of people that actually want to engage Syria in some sort of, like, fucked up war. 17 or 18% of Americans want to do something and Congress is going to say yes on it? Are you fucking serious?
Oh, I can't even believe it's that high. Because everybody I see on TV, all the representatives say, well, you know, our constituents have been writing us pretty much, you know, 50-1, 100-1 against this. And that's being generous about the one. It's just, you know, hundreds of people pissed off. You know, people that see the thing that they're not counting is the silent majority that doesn't give a fuck and is too complacent and isn't even paying attention.
Well, they don't pay taxes, so fuck them anyway.
No, a lot of people pay taxes.
Well, actually, 47% don't, if we believe. Well, who was the guy with a weird chin? The devil? Romney. The guy with the devil.
Dude, that's fucking ridiculous, dude. Like, first of all, let's say you don't have a job, you don't get taxes automatically pulled out of your paycheck, you get everything under the table. At the bare minimum, you're paying sales tax every day. And you're paying an inflation tax at the same time.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. I pay 35% of my fucking paycheck to taxes.
Right. Well, I'm just saying this is somebody that they're lumping into that 47%, somebody that's maybe like a migrant worker or somebody that's you get paid under the table as a busboy or some shit. I think you can make these straw arguments like 47% don't pay taxes. That's bullshit. They're talking about people who end.
It's not that the 47% don't pay taxes. It's a net gain for them after like the tax benefits for having 16,000.
But it's not though, because what does it say when these people I'm sure at one point you used to get a tax return, right?
I still get a return. It's like $3, but.
Okay.
That's what happens when you pay $40,000 a year in taxes.
Yeah. And what it says in that box is this the amount you overpaid. It doesn't say this is the amount, you know, this is all your money back. It just says you paid taxes, but you paid too much. So here's a little
bit.
Well,
actually, you're a little bit uninformed on how they did the study. They're talking about, like, people, like, it's like net. As far as services go, like people with food stamps and Section 8, you lump that in as a net income, and then you figure what they get back from the government and what they pay in. And there's plenty of people, you know, like I actually have friends, you know, who flip burgers for a living, and they have three kids,
okay.
And they get like $20,000 return.
I see what you're saying. I got it. Yeah. I don't think that's 47% of the population.
It's 46.8. That's the last census.
There's no way 46% of the population is sucking off of welfare, dude. No way. Impossible,
no, it's not just welfare. It's not just welfare, dude. It's EBT and everything, man.
All right.
These are facts. I am a little tipsy. I will cite them tomorrow for your, like, fight next week. I promise you. I have government census data on this.
All right. So... How do we get it? Okay, fine, fair enough. We're trying to talk about Syria here, dude. Let's get back to Syria.
Oh, of course. Syria. What about them?
Well, I think we're seeing deja vu all over again. This, like, what I don't get is, well, you know, Obama and U.S. forces have been doing covert operations this whole time, helping out the Syrians, and they've essentially admitted that already. You know, why have they decided now we're going to take action and we're going to publicize it and we're going to go to Congress and we're going to make a big deal out of it, like instead of just doing it on the down low like we have already been doing in Libya and
we have SF and other SOCOM units deployed in Jordan training the good FSA people, the people that are sort of secular, they're just anti-Assad. You know, they might be like something other than Alawite, ready to engage Assad on issues like that, because, you know, Islam is all about that shit. But the real key is right now, Americans have really spoken out against this war like we haven't seen since Vietnam. I mean, when Obama first said he's going to take it to Congress, the polls were hovering, like the last Reuters poll before he went to Congress was at like, I think it was 8.9%. of people were in support of it. So I think his out is he's going to take it to Congress, and Congress is going to shoot it down, and he's going to be like, I did the best I can do, but Congress said no. That's what I think the play is about. We're going to Congress because the president does not have to get congressional approval to go to war for 60 to 90 days. So, I mean, if he wanted to bomb the shit out of him, he could.
So Manicorn, what everybody really wants to know is, what's your stance on bears?
Bears? Dude, bears are not fucking assholes, dude. Fuck anonymous court. Bears are not assholes. It was a misrepresentation today. I'm so glad.
No, wait a second.
Right,
what anonymous court ruled. That's what anonymous court ruled. They said that bears are not assholes. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, but with that bag over his face, it reminds me of a girl I hooked up with one time. I'm really sorry for bagging her, but her body was nice. Her face is just fucked up. And that's just what he reminds me of. But seriously, today, he overruled me twice. I have no time for him. Exactly.
I tend to agree with most of the anonymous court decisions, although they came at me once. I was tried and convicted. I don't even know what I was convicted of. I don't know, of not liking bacon or something. I don't know, which is a total fabrication too and a lie. It's misinformation. Bacon sec is anti-bacon sec is not against bacon. It's just against the bacon meme, the popularity, and the
then Vince, you're completely wrong for that. Bacon is nectar of the gods.
Yeah, but it should not be put up on a pedestal like it is. It's unhealthy for you. This is not good. I mean, kids are gonna like take this seriously and not understand that you're trying to be ironic about your love for. I mean, come on, people with these bacon memes where they have like a chick wearing a bacon bra. Come on, get out of here, dude.
So are you saying people are gonna go eat out Lady Gaga?
I probably would.
Yeah, she does have a nice ass. But her face is sort of hit.
Yeah, but she's Lady Gaga, though. You know she's fucking probably crazy in bed.
I think she would actually just lay there the whole time, honestly.
Well, that's probably all she has to do, because she probably gets stallions and...
Manicorns?
And manicorns, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Hey, so is KY Anonymous going to come up later?
Oh, God. Yeah. You know, I was doing a broadcast the other night when apparently he was on a rampage on Tiny Chat, and apparently he was flashing his junk. I noticed people were tweeting out screenshots of him in Tiny Chat exposing his pubes.
Actually, that was with the girl I'm dating right now, Elliot. She totally owned his ass. I mean, seriously, if you're on Tiny Chat, just assume you're being recorded. He really needs to shave that bush. It's just fucking gross. No wonder he hasn't been laid in, like, ever.
Dude,
wow, I'm going to make you quiet for that long.
Well, I you know, you haven't seen my hairy bush then.
I don't know, dude. I promise you, I'm going to bring you like a whole case of Speed Stick next time we go to Vegas.
I'm essentially part Wookiee. I'm one third Wookiee.
Wookiee?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah, you didn't notice when you met me that I have like freaking hair on my shoulders.
Didn't notice.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty hairy dude. When I do manscaping, it's kind of weird because it's just like this bare patch in a body that's just covered in fur.
All I know is iBot can't drive for shit.
Oh my God, no. Oh, iBot, if ladies and gentlemen, if you ever encounter iBot in real life and you have a choice of riding with her somewhere or riding with somebody else separately to the same destination, pick the other ride, no matter who it is. She is a horrible driver. Like, I have never been scared of somebody who drives too slow.
And hits curves. That was the first time I was on Russell League Radio, and I was on Russell League Radio in the back of a car, and I'm just like, oh my God, we're going to die. And you're like, just keep going. She's like, nope.
Yeah.
Dude, is I Has Candy on here?
Oh, God. Unfortunately, yes.
I saw him at DEF CON. He doesn't remember me, but I have a picture of his face.
Oh, really?
He blocked me after a phone call. And I'm like, why did you block me? And, of course, he didn't respond. But he doesn't like me because of a phone call. He doesn't remember who I am. But he just actually unblocked me, and I feel so happy about that.
Great. Well, see, you know, tonight we're helping you guys make amends here. That's what Vincent LeBay is. I use this program for all the time, is to bring people together to, you know, talk things out, work things out, and look at that. You guys haven't even been on the show yet, and you've already kissed and made up. It's great.
I know, it's nice. And the NSA actually just offered me a job, so moving to Maryland next week. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going
to be an analyst. Well, dude, congratulations. Can you hook me up with a job? Do you need an assistant, an intern, anything?
No.
Hello? No? Okay. All right, let's find another caller, shall we? Let's bring on another one of our guests. This time we're going to bring on, I think, wait a second, hang on. I think we now have with us, if I'm not mistaken, this should be X25 Princess. So hello, X25 Princess.
Hello. How are you doing?
Cute. I love blondes.
She's
aww,
really...
thank you.
How are you doing, X25 Princess?
I am so stoned, so I'm feeling
awesome,
really good.
Awesome, dude. That's perfect.
I know.
Yeah, I heard you're abstaining from drinking alcohol. Is this some Jewish holiday or what or is this a new lifestyle choice? What's going on?
I'm deciding to just try and clean up a little bit for my daughter's sake. So yeah. But
it's a good reason.
It's not easy for me. You guys know that.
Hey, Manicorn, when you're sniffing rails, do you mind, like, self-muting?
Okay, we'll do.
I'm sorry, folks. I really, people come on here, they want to take bong rips, they want to, you know, shoot up drugs, whatever. You want to chug beers, I'm cool with it. Don't worry, no problem. Just self-mute, folks. Just mute yourself so we don't all hear it. If you're eating... You know, you get a slice of pizza you're chomping on. Mute yourself. Come on. Don't make me have to do it for you. Anyway, I'm sorry, X25 Princess. Continue.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm just talking about nothing.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, welcome
oh,
to...
Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to say about that Kentucky Anonymous kid with his pubic hair... That seriously gave me nightmares that night. I went to sleep and woke up just, holy fucking shit, I saw that and I had a bad dream. It was horrible. So I just wanted to say that kid gave me nightmares, a total fucking nightmare.
I'm really sorry you had to see that.
That's terrible. I just want to be sick thinking about
You're a grown woman. You're a grown woman. You
I know.
Should be have close to that. I mean, seriously, what are we 12?
I'd have seen that a million times. I know, but
I hear the train.
Yeah,
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Wait till the next train.
Really? Oh, the
we
train.
As much as cool.
I'll
know.
Mute. Hold on.
No, it doesn't matter. It's okay. You know, we've got Manicorn doing rails.
I'm not doing rails. I don't know where you got that.
All I hear is like a little.
I'm sitting outside on the porch of my lake house, and the water's coming in and making my nose run. I'm sorry.
Right, right. Okay, got it, got it. Okay, my bad.
Exactly. And sick girl, fuck you.
Wait, if you're on your balcony, how can you see the fucking chat room, dude? You carrying your computer
That's
around with Wi-Fi, you?
Wi-Fi, dude. Are you serious? I have a laptop.
So you're just waltzing around with your laptop, walking around like some freaking IT jerk dick.
Yeah, I have a table on my porch, and I put my laptop on the table of the porch.
You're lying. You're lying. You're totally lying.
Oh, my God. Okay, screenshot. Fun.
Yeah, screenshot it, dude.
That's cool.
Email it to me. Do not scrub the data on it.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna post it right now to you as a.
I don't care.
Twitter.
I'm not gonna look at it. I don't look at. You know, I've learned not to look at pictures that people send me because it's probably goatsy, or Jesus Christ, people are branching out and they're finding other just completely disgusting.
No, see, I wouldn't go to you if I told you I was gonna like send you a picture. That'd just be wrong, dude. That's a complete bro code violation.
Bro code violation. Dude.
Yeah, I'm a fucking Guido. What about it?
I'm not your bro.
I don't know, dude. That smell you dropped on me made us closer than anything I've ever known, dude.
Look, hey, it's not my fault. I'm stuck in an elevator and I sweat so fucking hard that
Oh, I'm talking about the
power
of
my fucking body.
Like, I
body
thought Las
today,
Vegas
okay?
smelled like shit for so long. It turns out it wasn't Vegas, dude. It was just deodorant sick, bro.
All right, you know what? I've got such a complex now because of you that I carry around my deodorant stick with me because I'm so paranoid. Sky at DEFCON, you know, hanging out with me in an elevator. We're stuck in there. We're pressed together. It's you know, Shadow DXS is one of the 20 people stuck in this elevator.
No, he's sitting on the floor. He was stuck.
Of course, I'm
going to
sweat my ass off.
Oh.
Man, dude, what a dick. And this guy wants me to party with him in San Francisco when he comes to town. He's just gonna get more material to talk shit about to me.
Who, Shadow? Shadow's a cunt.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh my God, that is rude.
No, you're rude, man. You should just, honestly, like, if you were a real friend, you would just, like, pull me aside in DM or something, say, dude, seriously, you got some BO problems, bro. You should really.
Oh, no, I had the phone.
I was just kidding about the smell. You're the one that keeps bringing it
no,
up.
No, you had. No,
see,
no,
well,
you
I don't understand it. You're such a fucking nice
anybody.
Guy, and you don't know any, like, technical skills, but you roll with a bunch of trolls and a bunch of, like, people that are legitimate with the InfoSec thing. How did that happen?
How did what happen?
Like seriously, like, I do InfoSec for a living, and I troll for fun. You're like a legitimately nice guy. How did you get hooked up with all these, like, spaghet people like you has Booger and Org 9 and Sick Girl and Raven Bowden and Frag Switch and Actions. Funny.
What are you talking about? Just because they're in my chat room, I'm, like, in cahoots with them? I know them from Twitter. I mean, big deal.
Oh, and Cap Dalek, that fucker too.
No, dude, it's just worked out that way. You know, I've always attracted trolls on my show from the get-go because I actually feed them and let them call in like you and talk and even, like, feature them as guests. So I think they like it. They come back and they can kind of work on their game. Because usually if you try to troll somebody on BTR, they're going to screen the call and they're probably going to tell, you know, right off the get go, they're going to know that you're prank calling.
See, and now you're explaining, you're doing it all wrong. See, I'm going to drop knowledge. Whenever somebody trolls you, you don't ever, like, respond with a valid answer. Just say something random, like, get off your arse fight. Who says fucking English faggot? You have Booger as an English faggot. I fucking hate English people.
I like I like English people.
Where's Elvira?
Oh, my God, you're so...
All right, we're going to put Manicorn on hold. 2 minutes, Manicorn. 2 minutes for being all uppity and shit. Oh, God. All right. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. I've got a shit ton of calls on the board right now. I'm going to find Elvira, and we're going to break things down with her, and then I has candy after these messages from the dead Kennedy. Is this the song I have? Dead Kennedy's police truck for X-25 Princess. We'll be right back.
Not a charade. We need total concentration.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yeah,
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8.6, un segnale in gran posto.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Georgia. You already know who it is. It's Vince in the Bay back up in this. We're almost done with the first hour here. And I am stoked to get to the other two special guests I have with me tonight. But before I do that, I think I have to do a little bit of chat room moderation here. And let's see what we're going to do here. 2 minutes to you has bogger. 2 minutes for scrolling. Spamming the letter S over and over and over. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. While I'm here, I can mute you while you're if you're ready. Okay. All right. What up, Porno Puppy? Porno Puppy in the house. Nice to see you in the chat room, Porno Puppy. Okie dokie. All right, so I'm back with X25 Princess. So glad to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
And we are now going to be joined by another lovely young lady who goes by Elvira X Montana. Welcome, Elvira.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me, and I'm glad to be on with Princess.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. How are you doing tonight, Elvira?
I'm really good, actually. It's been entertaining to listen to thus far. Good show.
Yeah, yeah. I except for Manicorn. I apologize about him, but unfortunately, Manicorn. Manicorn, you have some hideous background noise going on. What the fuck's happening? Yikes! That sounds terrible. I put him back on hold. That was horrible. Anyway, so Elvira, I want to thank you so much for this limited edition run of posters for tonight's broadcast.
Yes, you're welcome. It's
we've already auctioned off. We've already auctioned off 57 copies on eBay.
Oh wow! That's such an honor.
All the money goes to I Has Candy's lobotomy.
Okay. I guess. Okay.
It's for a good cause. Trust me. The internet will thank you for this.
Yeah. Okay.
And for those of you who don't know what I'm referring to, I'm in the slideshow, the first, the opening thing where it says Vince in the Bay poster thing deal. That is Elvira's work, and I love the part that says "I love fonts" or something.
It's a graphic designer's nightmare. I think it's a vast improvement from my first poster, though. So I feel myself developing artistically.
Very creative. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was brilliant. So, Elvira, we're talking about a lot of stuff tonight. Where do you fall on this whole bears thing? Do you believe bears are all assholes?
You know, I hadn't actually heard that this sort of fatwa came down.
Ruling that was just handed down. Yeah, the anonymous court ruled today that that indeed bears are not all assholes. And he also inadvertently said purposely said that essentially people are all assholes and not bears.
Wow, that's intense. Was the court made up of bears? I mean, were there bears on the jury? Because that could have affected the ruling. I mean, that's just something to think about. I personally have never had a bad experience with a bear, so I can't really criticize them.
Oh, I'm seeing now that Anonymous Court is apologized. I guess he heard me talk about Raven Bowden's altering of the truth. He says, sorry, Vince, we take it back. Raven Bowden lied to us. 10 days, no bacon. So Raven Bowden is serving 10 days with no bacon because of that. See, folks.
Wow, that's
see,
justice.
That is justice.
Justice at work. You know, the system works. And that's
it does. I know. Just let it do its thing.
Absolutely.
Anonymous Court also tweets, first, we were in bed with Big Bacon. Now people are saying we're in bed with PETA.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
people
what a
are, mess. Dude, that sounds like I can kind of relate to that, actually.
Yeah.
I get people will write me off as a liberal nut job, as a conservative nut job, as freaking, I don't know, a war hawk, as a fucking, what do you call it, isolationist. I've been accused of everything in the spectrum. And mostly, it's just a knee-jerk reaction. People who think of one certain ideological way, just knee-jerk, always just assume if you were challenging their ideas, you must be the enemy, you know, the exact, their opponents. It's so retarded.
Yeah, that is a feeling that I know that feeling. Yeah, and it puts things like Syria in perspective, like, yeah, Syria, but check out what's happening to the Bears right now. Check out what's happening to the Bear Court. And that's the real, it doesn't get to the real issue, people, you know? Jeez.
Yeah. I'm glad we have the internet and we have Twitter to bring these things to light.
Absolutely.
All right, who else is going to fight for bear rights? Everybody's worried about Syria. Nobody wants to talk about bears. I think this is actually a purposeful move on Obama's part. You know, he doesn't have to get permission to go to Syria. He's making a spectacle out of this to divert attention away from the plight of the bears.
Wagging the dog, yes.
Totally wagging the bear.
Thanks, Obama.
I would think that the bear issue would be more of a Canadian problem.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
I wish we had a bear that could call in. If anybody's out there who's a bear, who's listening, who wants to give their take on today's ruling, please feel free to call in. It's 347-867-6767. There's a special we have a special call in line just for bears. So if you're a bear,
someone should do a Twitter account like the bird activist, except it should be a bear activist and tweet about bear issues, and then they should absolutely call your bear hotline.
Well, here in San Francisco, you know the term bear, it has a different meaning here.
Ooh, yeah, you don't want to get those confused.
That's what I thought everybody was talking about at first.
No,
real bears.
Well, I wish we had a bear in the program. I got the next best thing though. I have a manicorn. Manicorn? Jesus Christ, manicorn! Are you flatlining? We lost manicorn. Oh my God. He was calling us from his hospital bed. This was his last wish, was to be on the Vince of the Bay show. We lost him. He's mainline. Oh, my God. Rest in peace, Manicorn.
Oh, Lou.
I can't believe it. He's dead. It's too late. He's flatlined. This is it. We fucking lost Manicorn. Well, this moment is about to play. The Wish Foundation. Make all your dreams come true. Help a loved one. Help a loved one. Alright. Yeah, okay. That's that.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right, that's okay. That's enough.
So sweet, huh?
think we should have a moment of silence for Manicorn. Let's just observe a quick little moment of silence for the beloved memory of Manicorn.
Oh, rest in peace.
Okay, and we're back. I'm Vincent the Bay. Sure, I've got Myra, 25 Success. We're having a great time. We're basically having a three-way right here on the air, live for you. You're welcome. Let's see who else we have on the air. I think we might have Manicorn back, actually. Manicorn, is that you?
Yeah, I'm back.
Back from the dead. Hallelujah, it's a miracle.
I can't believe he's
That's
risen.
That's what Jesus said.
Manicorn is risen. Stop the presses.
Praise God.
I have Sprint, and Sprint is a nigger fucking terrier. I swear to God.
Save the Bears.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have a lot of phones in my company, and they actually offered me the best deal, so it makes sense.
Well, we were afraid, you know, because I know you were calling from your hospital bed, and it sounded like... you had flatlined there. I don't know if you heard what it sounded like, but it was bad.
Oh, no, dude. Gonorrhea doesn't kill you.
No, I know. Obviously. I mean, you're still alive.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, my God. All right, if it couldn't get any worse.
Where the fuck is I Has Candy? Bring that fucking nigger on.
Yeah, all right, fine. Here he is. I Has Candy.
All four.
I Has Candy, you're on
Good
the air.
Good evening, well, Vince. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, man. I have a star-studded lineup tonight. I want to thank you for joining the panel. It's great to have you on, and congratulations on your brand new Blog Talk Radio show.
It's great to be on, and looking forward to you being on with me on Tuesday night on the Tinfoil Radio Network.
Tinfoil Radio Network. The TFN.
Wow.
Radio Network. It's like
TFRN. Tefern. Yeah, I'll be on Tefern.
Oh, Vince. All those years of drug use are finally taking their toll.
You know
Do you live in like Tennessee, Candy?
You actually sound pretty lucid to me.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Sorry to disappoint you. All right, let's see. Didn't I promise to drop something here tonight? I think I did.
Candy, you sound a lot like fucking Brandon Pike, who is also Shadow DXS.
No.
Maybe I am.
Same region of the country, different...
Hey, Brandon, how are you, buddy?
Different dude.
Oh, I'm great. How about you?
No, it's not...
I am so happy you finally unblocked me, dude. It really, like, I don't want to be like a faggot, but it really does make my heart feel so much lighter that you unblocked me.
Well, I'm glad that you can sleep peacefully now. All right, so should we hug now or wait till after the show?
We could do that in overtime. You know, we're already into hour number two. I'm sure we've got a ton of calls on the line. I think one of them might actually be the Shadow DXS. I'm glad
Shadow
to have
Dix. DXS actually stands for Shadow Dix because he can't see it.
All right. I'm going to send out some tweets right now. This is aimed at X. 25 Princess. Mainly because you are affiliated with 2600, correct?
Oh, Jesus. Here it comes.
I wouldn't consider affiliation. I've written some stuff for them, but that's not.
All right, so you're why. Pro 20, yeah?
I've done stuff, but I'm not a big fan of the recent. Magazine. Why? What do
you seem to have defended 2600 on. All right, someone's got an echo. Fix it.
I don't hear an echo.
I thought it did. All right. Anyways, you defended some IRCers a while back, I believe back in 2012. Did you not? Attacking me?
I barely remember what I did yesterday. So, yeah, I don't remember doing that. But continue on with what you're saying, because this, like, line of interrogation isn't going anywhere the way I'm the state I'm in right now. So just spit it all out, okay? Whatever you're getting at.
Get to the point, bro.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I may do that if I can find what I was going to post. Anyways, that will be posted.
Okay.
Super. All right. So moving on. What is your take on bears? Do you think they are? Do you think they're all assholes or not?
Fuck bears. Bears maul people.
I believe you would fuck a bear. I don't question that. But seriously, I'll answer the question. Do you think bears are all bears? You fuck them because they're assholes? Or you fuck them in their assholes?
No, I would kill them all.
I just want to make sure. Are you an agent of the bear agenda, or are you totally unbiased? Transparency is good.
Yeah, absolutely. We want full disclosure, sir.
That is totally what I was thinking.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry, but this Valley Girl thing is really killing me.
Valley Girl thing. Are you talking about me? I don't live in the Valley.
No, not you. Princess. Her voice.
Princess doesn't sound like a Valley Girl.
Let me police search for it!
Hang on.
Let me police search for it!
What the fuck? Okay, what the hell is that?
Please don't tell me that was real. Please don't tell me for the second time in my life.
Oh, man. Are you shitting me? What the fuck was that?
Did this seriously happen?
Oh, that was totally a troll.
That was totally a troll. Yeah, he rage quit. That was,
you have no idea what that did to my heart. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll call back in a second. But hey, you know, I guess he wasn't feeling the show. He's like, you know what? If I'm not feeling the show, I'm just going to rage quit and pretend I got swatted or something.
Yeah, it's good to keep things light sometimes. So.
Yeah. That was pretty dramatic, though. I have to give him points for
effort. Yeah, that was sick. Yeah.
I couldn't tell. Like, I was quiet because I couldn't tell if he was playing a YouTube video off of his computer or, like, straight off his speakers into his phone, or if he was actually playing it through his, like, sound card and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because he's all tech. He's tech like that.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure he'll call back. Jesus, criminy. Manicorn, you've got some hideous background noise going on. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
over there?
There's like this random girl that's fucking shit up at my house.
Can you get that under control? Do you mind locking that down? Thank you.
Yeah, I just shoved her inside.
Oh,
chill out with it.
I apologize. Ladies, I apologize. This has been a total train wreck. I can't believe I had somebody pulled that. I mean, what a dick. I mean, he actually did
You can blame it on me. It's totally fine. I'm so sorry.
No, he actually did us a favor. Yeah, I should know better. I have to make sure and cross.
Fucking Vince, I told you, bro. You're such a nice guy. You always fall for it. See, I can't troll you because I met you and I like you. But
yeah.
I have Candy is sort of a cunt. He's fucking hilarious, but he's a cunt.
Oh, there was trolling going on.
There's always trolling going on. Do you know who you're talking to?
I just thought somebody.
How much pot did you smoke? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Well, what, Nigger Crisis on here? We're not talking to Russell League Radio. This is Events in the Bay.
Yeah, this is a sophisticated talk show. We're having a roundtable discussion on the issues.
That's what I was trying to go with this poster this time. Just, you know, an evening of intellectual banter, et cetera.
Intellectual banter on Vincent's Bay?
We are discussing the issues of the day. There was a major, major ruling handed down by the anonymous court today.
You know what? Fuck Anani Court. Fuck Anani Court. Bears should never have been indicted. And my Esquire Ninja, if you're... You know what? First off, fuck all ninjas, but my Esquire Ninja, if you're watching me, fuck you, asshole.
That's... Okay, look. I will not allow my show to be a launching pad for your vile personal beefs with people, all right?
Okay.
Take that offline, you know. Do it on Twitter. Don't do it here. Okay. This is the last thing I need is...
I don't even know.
Is
okay,
somebody
well,
like,
let's talk about something nice. In Texas,
yeah.
this guy's car got, like, completely flooded, right? And he was a waiter at an Italian restaurant. And this people, who is a couple, who came in all the time to talk to the guy, he was talking to him. He's like, yeah, my car got flooded. I've been taking the catering van out to, like, get to home and get to work. Well, the couple gave him $5,000 so he could get a car. That's some nice stuff. There you go. I did my nice deed for the day.
Hmm.
Are you still processing that? They gave him a $5,000 tip to get a car.
That's sweet.
We need more good news in the world. I'm so sick of bad news.
No, that is good news. That is nice.
I think I like that.
Where did Vince go?
I don't know. Did he leave?
Of course not, because we're still on the channel. Maybe Vince got banned. I don't know.
Vince?
This
is anarchy right now. Did the Bears get him?
According to Porno Puppy, he's playing bong hits.
I was going to do one,
oh,
but
man.
I didn't want to be rude.
So.
The web dead. Fuck the web dead. I said it, like, over the phone and also on the chat at the same time.
Ooh.
Get on your feet and fight. What the fuck are you going to fight for, Bogger?
Who is this you has, Bogger?
Who cares? I'm going to DDoS them, then we'll be a badass.
Okay.
Okay, so back to Syria. Right now, 19% of like the American public supports it. However, 41% of the Congress, both the Senate and the House of Representatives combined, supports invading Syria. Well, it's not an invasion. It's launching $1.45 million a piece Tomahawk missiles at them. So
no,
the,
I heard what you were
the
saying
Syrian
before.
Government... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, before I came on, I heard what you were saying before. I totally agree with what you were saying. I definitely feel the same way.
Oh,
if we're being serious.
What was ZASASAS? Fuck you, you fucking pink lettered cunt. But seriously, Raytheon stock has gone up 20% in 2 weeks. You know why? Because they're gonna fire 200 missiles that cost $1.45 million a piece.
Yeah.
$1.45 million. Seriously, I mean, we could feed all the little niggers of the world.
So what you're saying is the missiles are paid for. It's good.
Yeah, through our money. You know what? Actually, the Chinese financed our debt to pay for it.
Actually, you know who's got the who's got the highest holdings of American debt now is the Federal Reserve. They're about to eclipse the Chinese they're about to double the amount the Chinese have. So really, it's the Federal Reserve first, then the Chinese.
Vince, you're incorrect.
Saudis.
The Federal Reserve actually issues public bonds that are bought. And
no,
that would
no,
be
they don't.
Public
they
debt.
Don't. No, they don't. It's the Treasury. The Treasury Department issues the bonds. The Federal Reserve is a distinct, independent institution aside from that that, you know, can buy bonds. I mean, it has the discount window that it opens up and funnels money to all the investment firms. So now they're quantitative easing project, which has been QE infinity.
Quantitative easing.
QE infinity. Yeah, the incarnation it is right now. It involves the Fed buying T-bills, and they've got more T-bills holdings now than China.
Well, if you really want to get pissed off, look what happened to the crash of 2007. Like mortgage-backed securities, it's like a scam on a scam.
Yeah, I was so pissed when they did that TARP thing.
And let's be honest, if you're fucking making $50,000 a year, you're like a nigger working at Walmart. You should not have an $80,000 Lexus and a $500,000 house. You just shouldn't.
Yeah, no. This whole Syria thing reminds me a lot of TARP. You're getting the same backlash from the general public. People are obviously not for it, saying don't vote for it. And I think what's going to happen is what happened last time. At first, if you remember TARP, the House rejected it, and then and it was like seen as a victory. But then all they did is they just changed it, threw in some pork, and brought enough of those people that rejected on board to slide it through, you know, a month later. So that's probably what's going to happen anyway. So this is like a minor victory.
I don't think we're going to bomb Syria. There's too much popular support not to.
That's what I thought about TARP.
I hope not, but yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's bring on some more people. I've got a caller. Some callers have been very patient, and some of them who don't have a lot of time. So we're gonna take some calls here, guys. First we're gonna. Do you want to get that Matterhorn? Is that Elliot? Is she texting you? What the fuck?
I'm sorry, buddy. It's actually Rufus Lingo.
Oh, right on.
Hey, Rufus Lingo. Whoop.
Yeah, tell him to call in. All right, let's bring on another caller. We're going to go to Ace now. Ace, you're on with Elvira X25 and Manicorn. What's up?
What's going on, man? Hey, did you say people were buying Tebow? Is someone signing him? Has he finally got a team now? God, the Patriots cut him.
T-Bills, not Tebow.
Right, Tebow. I mean, he's a good quarterback. I don't give a shit what nobody says, man. He carried Denver to the fucking playoffs.
We're not talking about football.
Yeah, we're talking about football. Tebow, man, he's fucking bomb. He's like the best quarterback in the goddamn NFL, period.
No, he's not actually. He's actually.
Yeah, he is. He's fucking great. He's got a better record than Mark Sanchez.
Mark Dirty Sanchez?
That doesn't say much.
Yeah, still. Best quarterback ever, man. Better than Tom Brady.
Yeah. God, you and Tom Brady. What's your kid? What's your deal with
Tom
Brady?
Tom Brady. Look, I know Tom Brady like personally, man. And we kick it back every weekend.
Of course. Who do you not know?
I don't know Donald Trump. That's about it.
You don't want to know him. Trust me.
No, I don't. I told him that.
So that works out.
Anyway, what the fuck's going on? People talking about bombing Syria, man. Yeah, fuck yeah, bomb it. Bomb it, motherfuckers, because it's going to happen regardless of whether or not you voted.
Don't be a nigger.
Just bomb the fuck out of them, because why not? They did nothing wrong to us. Kill them all.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the price of atomic hawk missiles, man. Joe Flacco's fucking salary, can he put the bet for you?
Let's talk about Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
And, you know, and you could take his salary and you could use that to pay for the missiles.
Up. Go Falcons.
Do what?
Go Falcons, rise up. You know, Matt Ryan.
Hell yes, man. That's my top three.
Actually, you know, I'm from Atlanta, so we're going to beat whoever's ass is put in front of us, and we're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Absolutely.
Balls to you!
I agree. I don't know who the fuck that guy is, but he's smart.
Actually, I think he's sort of stupid. Look at him behind his face mask. He looks confused
fuck.
All the time.
That's
fuck
no way.
He looks like a blonde girl with three nigger cops in front of her.
Okay.
Anyway, man, Atlanta
would
be better.
Bay, hang on a second. You know what? Oh, God. I'm going to put you guys on timeout for a second. Put you guys on hold. I've got some lovely ladies here who deserve our attention, and you guys are yapping about God knows what. Although I have to hand it to Ace. At least he didn't call me Howard this time.
Mm.
Usually he calls in and he just says, hey, what's up, Howard? Anyways, I'm sorry, ladies.
I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah, it's not even worth it. It's obvious these people want to divert attention from the bear issue. I mean, we've got...
Absolutely.
It's obvious. This is all just a big media ploy to divert attention from this huge ruling that just was handed down. God, why can't people just be real for a little while?
Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real for the next 30 minutes. We're going to be real. And for the next 2 minutes, it's upside down Russian text only. Next 2 minutes in the chat room, you can go to Google Translate to translate your text from American to Russian, and then there's this website called upside fliptext.net. That's right, fliptext.net. So you go to Google Translate, like you say, oh, I love Vincent the Bay. You throw that into Google Translate, translate it to Russian. Oh, yeah, it's got to be red text, too. You have to change your text to red as well. Upside down red Russian text for the next 5 minutes in the chat room. So here's fliptext.net. And then you know how to change your thing in the chat room, too, people. There you go. So upside down Russian text only for the next 10 minutes, please. Okay. 347-826-76. Huh? What?
Oh, sorry. No, I was just wondering if it was almost time for a music break.
Yeah, it is actually. Good call.
Hmm. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, exactly. This is a perfect opportunity to take a little break. I got some more calls that I need to screen. I presume, Elvira, that you're hinting that you want me to play your song.
Yes.
Fuck Forever is the track.
Yeah, by my favorite band in the whole world. Yes, Baby Shambles.
Baby Shambles.
Classic. Yes.
And what may I ask is this track Fuck Forever about? Is it just like for about an eternal sex session? I don't get it.
My interpretation is I don't know if you're familiar with like the libertines, Pete Doherty, etc. I think it's just a song about sort of being frustrated and just sort of saying, you know, fuck it all, which I think this is probably a good time for a song like that too, at this point in the show. I don't think it's about sex, but you know, your listeners can judge for themselves. It's a great tune.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's fantastic. Mm. It's right up there with like Nigger Christ and KY Anonymous's work. I mean, I'm sorry, Shadow Raps. It's really quality. It's right up there with the great. It's up there with Dylan. It's like it's basically like better than Dylan.
I know. Loved it.
All right, this is called Fuck Forever, which is about an eternal sex session between lab rats, I think, by Bob Dylan. And Shadow Raps. Featuring Nigger Christ. Here it is. Promise. This is it. Be right back.
Thank you. Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Shit, Negro, that's all you had to say.
Very nice. High five.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. We only have 20 minutes left in this, a little over 20 minutes left to go. We're almost there, folks. We made it. Almost. See the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel. So, I'm going to bring back my panelists, but first, I was doing a little work in the screening room. And I pulled one caller aside and tried to screen their call, and I was very, very quiet, and I could tell that the person was asleep and snoring. And now I don't know who this person is. They have a blocked number, but see if you can recognize this person by their snoring. Here we go. I'm going to unmute him or her now. Shit Wizard says it's Adrian Lamo. No, incorrect. Any other guesses? Can you tell who this is sleeping on my show? Look at this. I put this poor person to sleep. This person actually fell asleep on my show. Oh, he's so close to sawing some logs there. Yeah, I tell you, we'll come back to him we'll put him on back on hold, let him sleep for a little longer. I guarantee you before the show's over, he's going to be just growling like a bear. Okay, let's bring back my panel. They're back. We have Elvira. Welcome, Elvira.
Hello. Yeah, that's not Adrian. But whoever it is, I think needs to maybe take some cold medicine or something. That sounds very congested. I'm concerned.
Yeah, nasal passages definitely sound like they're blocked a little bit.
Mm.
Okay, we're going to bring you back also to the panel, X25 Princess. Welcome back, X25 Princess.
Hey. Thanks.
No, thank you.
Is that too loud?
No, it's fine. It's okay. We lost Manicorn. I don't know what happened to him. That's not him sleeping, but it don't matter. We're going to replace him with a caller. We have a ninja on the line. We're very, very, very lucky to have a ninja join the call. So here we go. We're going to bring on now Murica Ninja. Murica Ninja, what's going on? That sounds hideous, dude.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show tonight, Vince. First time caller, first time listener, Murica. Also, I just wanted to say, I'll just drop this quick little line on this Syria thing. There's been a lot of pictures being thrown around about these Marines, and I did not sign up for this, and I did not sign up for that. Very shortly, I will tweet you a picture of a Marine basically telling all of them to shut the fuck up and do their goddamn jobs. They swore an oath to protect and serve, no, regardless of what. And
oh, wow.
God damn it, that's, if it comes to it that we have to bomb Syria in order to give them freedom and democracy, then god damn it, so be it.
So that's another person for, that's one person for bomb the shit out of Syria. Okay, there's, when they say one, when they say one, 50 to one, you're the one in this case.
Gotta follow orders.
Now, when when I say bomb the shit out of them, what I really mean to say is give them freedom and democracy so they can taste what it feels like.
Right. A little piece of America.
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 God bless you and God bless America. God bless America and nowhere else. And actually, I have a bone to pick with you, Vince. What in the red, white, and blue hell is this red, commie, upside down, left, right Russian talk? What the hell is that all about?
I don't know what you're referring to, sir.
You know what I'm referring to? What is it? Hold on, let me see. Okay, here we are. Upside down red commie talk in the chat room for 2 minutes. What the hell is that all about?
No. It was 5 minutes, and it was not commie talk. It was upside down red Russian text for 5 minutes. And
those
there was only
goddamn
like two
Russians are goddamn commies. Who won the goddamn Cold War? That's what I thought.
You've got a point, Vince.
As a matter of fact, Vince, as a matter of fact, just last night I undertook a very secret important mission to save my NSA ninja, who was hacked indeed by them damn commies. And if you will just give me 1 minute, I will show you a picture, a leaked picture of me in this mission. If you just give me 1 second, please.
Okay, we'll wait. Go ahead. No problem. We got plenty.
All right.
Take your time.
There you are, sir. America. America delivers on their promises. If you can check your Twitter account, the picture is right there of me. That is indeed me teabagging Putin. America, fuck yeah.
That is the worst fucking... That's the worst Photoshop job I've ever seen. It's terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about. That photo was not doctored in any sort of way. That is 100%
made in
America.
Yeah,
film.
My bad. No, now that I look at it, you're right. It looks real. What's that in your hand? A hamburger?
That is a hamburger indeed. That is the all-American, American choice of food for all Americans worldwide. Extra bacon, of course, as a ninja. All burgers must have bacon on it. I am anti-bacon sec. So all you damn commies, chanks, and any other insurgents who claim anti-bacon, you are an enemy of America. I do not accept turkey bacon. That is them damn Canadians trying to be all apologetic. I do not accept turkey bacon. It is only regular pork bacon. Beef bacon is also acceptable. God bless America.
Okie dokie. Appreciate the call, American Ninja.
Thank you for having me on, sir, and may God bless America.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
That one was actually good. I think there was a lot of effort put into that one. That one was actually kind of funny.
Also, if you may allow me to say one more thing.
Oh, you're pushing your luck, dude. Pushing your luck.
One more thing, please. Do you not believe in freedom and democracy? Just one last point I'd like to make.
Yeah.
I was the only one to...
I don't. Wait. Hang on. Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
No, I don't believe in freedom and democracy. I don't know if you're, okay, you're obviously not familiar with my show. I preface my show every night as being a no free speech zone. Your First Amendment rights go bye-bye the moment you step into the chat room or call into the show.
As an American, that is your right. You have the freedom in order to
I'm not a commie. I'm a fascist, okay? Get it right. Tell all your home fries that I am a goddamn fascist, all right?
Well, I'm sure they will get the message, and I will make sure that you will not hear the last of my American ninja. God bless America, and you have yourselves all a good night. Also, not all bears are assholes.
Hmm. All right, appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I got Elvira and X25 Princess with me. I think we still have Manicorn with us. Manicorn, is that you?
Yep, I didn't go anywhere.
All right.
I still feel that we should just say a very strong fuck you to all the ninjas out there.
Yeah,
All of them?
Yeah.
All of them.
That's a lot of ninjas.
That's a lot of ninjas.
They have been replicating lately. It's actually kind of disturbing.
Well, they should be using a VPN. They wouldn't be so easy to multi-go.
Oh God! Hey, why don't you answer your pager? I'm gonna take a call. NCAP Dialect, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going, bro. Holding it down with Elvira, X25, Manicorn. We had IHAS Candy earlier, but he rage quit in a real dramatic / lame way. And we also have a guy on the line who's been on the hold so long he fell asleep, and he's snoring now.
Oh, wow. So, hi, Manicorn.
Hello there.
How's it going?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Yes. It's a tiny, tiny world. It's a tiny, tiny world.
I don't know if
you're stuttering or breaking up, but get it straight.
It's a small world after all.
Exactly.
Here. Is that better?
Much better.
Okay.
That's perfect. Okay. What else?
Let's talk about Syria or the ruling.
Oh,
oh my God, look out.
Hold
for
on. Frank.
I think that's where the person gets muted.
What?
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. We now go to the phone lines. We have Jace. Jace, you're on with Elvira, X25, and Manicord.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Oh, hey, Jace. How are you, man?
Okay. So you're, I was hoping Vince or somebody there could clear up. You're in the sec, right, Manicord? The title of the show, the SAA, the Syrian Electronic Army, SAA, sorry. But we're against anonymous or something like that. I was kind of confused because I remember an operation.
Are you talking about the SK?
Yeah. Huh?
Well, what you have to remember about anonymous is there, manic. I do shave my ass actually. But there's a bunch of different anons out there actually. I mean, that's the whole point of being leaderless is you could have some asshole in fucking Syria that decides there to be anonymous. So they go to war with SEA and that's it.
Okay. But now I remember operations from a couple of years back where they were trying to help the Syrian people, and now they're just, I think the FCAs are just trying to draw attention to, you know, the American public, because most people give a fuck about what's going on over there. You know what I mean?
Well, what you have to remember is most American people get all their news from CNN, and they're all fucking idiots, like NTAP Daily.
I mean, well, so that's where I was confused. I thought maybe they'd be more supportive of what's going on and, you know, trying to keep the bombs from dropping over there. But guess.
You know what? The bombs are going to drop because it's all about money. Raytheon's stock has gone 20% in 2 weeks. You know why? Because Tomahawk missiles, what they make, cost $1.45 million a piece, and they run a 70% profit margin on those.
Okay.
Hey, Jace, question. Hang on, guys. We only have 10 minutes left, and I have more calls to get to. Did you ask a question about the Syrian Electronic Army?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering why the announced one after him.
I think I have somebody that can answer that or certainly shed light on it to it in some way, shape, or form, and can also shed some light on some pwnage he did earlier today to a certain conservative blogger on Twitter. I'm talking about Dark Surfer. Dark Surfer's with us right now. What's up, Dark?
What's going on?
Hey, Dark Surfer, welcome to the show, man. I'm glad you're here. We only have 8 minutes left in the show, but in the time we have left, get us up to speed on what went down with you and the leader of the Twitter Gulag Defense League today, and also give us your take on the Syrian Electronic Army.
Well, I wasn't alone. I had a lot of help, but recently a few of us got a dox of one of the guys in the Syrian Electronic Army. We got a database from one of their forums with passwords and everything. It's all on DoxBin. But then Todd Kincannon's dumbass comes and he starts making jokes about the dead kids. So I said, yo, dude, that's fucked up. Stop making jokes. Then he made another joke, so I put his ass on DoxBin too.
I'm surprised he wasn't already on DocSpin. That's interesting.
And I was researching him, he doesn't have a Wikipedia page either. If anyone
what about an Encyclopedia Dramatica page? Does he have that?
I thought that was done. I think they took that down.
I would assume so. I haven't seen it. I don't know.
No, Encyclopedia Dramatica is called Oh Internet or some shit now.
Well, God forbid, there's little old fags out there.
I want to bring back on NCAP Dialect. You're back.
Hey, how's it going? Well, how are you all, you guys? Like, everybody.
Your voice is really high pitched. I thought you were a woman for some reason.
Yeah, help you.
Incorrect. He's a 12-year-old boy, I believe.
No, 20. Sadly, it's just a really bad voice.
Oh my god,
20-year-old inside of.
You should be a Muslim. You could get like 70 virgins if you blow yourself up.
Yeah. I do love you.
I don't know what he's talking about. What did you want to add something here, Dialect?
I think we should actually just stay away from Syria, personally. I really don't like the idea of going up to war with them. And I just heard a little bit ago that it was Schmook's birthday.
Dude.
Hello?
What? Hello? All right. You know what? Okay, I don't know what the hell's happening right now. I'm going to shut the show down. I'm sorry. I just can't take this. We're going to shut down. No. We're gonna on the horn. Don't go anywhere, dude. I'm going to get final thoughts, though. We got to wrap up. All right. Well, or not. The manicorn just took off. Dude.
I got a final thought.
Manicorn just trotted off there. Thanks.
Uh-oh.
Thanks, Manicorn. You're there. Thanks for coming out, dude. Okay, Dark Surfer, final thoughts.
Okay.
My final thought, fuck the Syrian Electronic Army and fuck Talking Cannon. And anyone else who want to make dead kid jokes, you got to wait like 6 months. You want to make dead kid jokes like the week after? I'm going to dox your ass, too.
I will That's duly noted. I will remember not to do that. Thank you. Let's go on to Jace. Jace, final thoughts.
My final thoughts? Yeah, Pac Perrin don't want to see, I mean, I know Mac explained it, but yeah, the bombing's going to happen whether we want to or not, but yeah, I think this government's out of control. They're not following the will of the people. I mean, they're using tax dollars to start these wars and also spy on its own citizens. I mean, what's up with that?
I know.
Is it time for impeachment? I mean, it just seems like the security industrial complex and the military industrial complex run hand in hand and are running.
And it goes deeper than that because it involves the bacon industrial complex too. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to who else do we have? NCAP dialect. Final thoughts from you.
Well, I think the final thought for me is just don't go to war with Syria. Hopefully. And happy birthday, Smoop.
Dude, it's his birthday like every day. It's been his birthday for like the last month.
Oh.
People are seriously, it's like everybody's birthday. Meeps has had her birthday like four times this year. People ask me if my birthday was today. I'm like, no, what is this? Like national, like say pretend somebody has a birthday today day? I don't get it. Anyways, appreciate the call. Let's go to the love. Oh, Manicorn, are you still here?
I am. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, quickly, your final thoughts before we get to the ladies.
All the bullshit aside, I love all y'all, and everybody still safe tonight. All right.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thanks, Manny. Okay. And let's go to, is this I Ask Candy? Are you back?
They're coming for me.
Dude, you're a fucking creep, dude. I'll see you on your show next week. Let's see, Elvira, final thoughts.
I think your show is a masterful piece of Discordian art, and I enjoy all of it, even the trolls and the ninjas, and I was really happy to be on here with Pinkus tonight. That would be my final thought.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys came by. X25 Princess, your final thoughts. X25 Princess?
That must be a no.
Wait, be quiet. I think she's snoring too.
Is that her?
That's her. She's snoring. Okay. We put two people to sleep right now. Let's bring on the other person who's already snoring.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Final thoughts. Hello? Caller, are you there? Oh, maybe not. All right, forget it. Fuck it. I'm Vince. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going to play one more track, and this is for Manicorn. Sleigh Bells. It's called Come Back Kid. It's kind of a fruity song, I don't know. He's kind of a fruity dude, so it's whatever. I really appreciate everybody calling in tonight. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I apologize to anybody we couldn't get to. Thank you, everybody, for sticking around the chat room. ANCAP Dialect, Broniar, Cyber War News, Green Eyes 66, Manicorn Style, Mr. Midnight Movie, Our Science Advisor, Patrick Rhiannon, Zoria, Codex 7, Canadian Glen, Org 9, Porno Puppy, Shit Wizard, Soul Filter, Uhas Boger, Vert, and X25 Princess. Thank you all for holding me down in the chat room. Until next time, I'm Vince of the Bay. Peace out, y'all. Oh, here's Sleigh Bells. Sleigh Bells with Come Back Kid, right here on Vince in the Bay. Vincent LeBay's disorderly conduct. It's been a fantastic Free Ball Friday. And here it is. Sleigh bells. I can't spell. Where is it? All right, here it is. Good night.
Thank you very much.